Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Aviana Berrientos in studio with me, Lexi Brinkley, Robin Perry Braun, and Susan Steinbrecher. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Oh, that reminds me of a funny joke, but I'm not going to tell it. Oh my
joke?
Gosh. I don't think it was. I'm trying to remember, but I know that's one. That's how the joke opens. Just, you know what? You should always have a good joke in your pocket.
That's true.
A really good. Do you guys have any good jokes in your pocket that you keep for, like, if you're in a social environment that you might want to wow the crowd with?
I have a good male blonde joke, but it's kind of long, so probably.
Okay, go ahead. It's okay.
Okay,
so we have all the time in the world. No, really. Go ahead, though. I want to hear it.
Okay, so there's Heinrich and Pablo and Fred, and they're all construction workers.
Okay.
And so they're on their lunch break and they're eating lunch. And so, you know, Pablo pulls out his lunch and he goes, "Oh no, tacos again." He goes, "My wife, she makes me tacos every day." And he says, "You know, I just..."
I love the voice.
Well,
I love it when people do voices. Okay. I love doing voices myself. Yeah. Do you, Susan? Do you do any voices?
More authentic.
That's right. And he goes,
"Go ahead.
I just can't take it anymore. If I have tacos again tomorrow, I'm going to jump off and kill myself."
Okay.
And then Fred gets out and he goes, "Bologna sandwich again." He goes, "I don't know if my wife makes me a bologna sandwich again tomorrow. I'm going to jump off this thing and die. Just kill myself." And then the blonde, Friedrich, he goes, "Ooh, Wiener Schnitzel again." He goes, "If I get Wiener Schnitzel again tomorrow, I'm going to jump off this and kill myself." That's a bad...
He's going to jump off the what and kill himself?
Well, they're construction workers. They're on a high rise.
Okay. All right.
Next day, they're all sitting up there for lunch, and they're a little bit tentative, like opening their lunchbox. Pablo, you know, and I'm thinking, just go home and tell your wife not to make it that again. But anyway, it wouldn't be
tell
a joke, right?
So change it up, honey.
So Pablo opens his lunchbox, and he says, "Oh, no tacos again," and he jumps off, and he dies. And then Fred goes, "Bologna sandwich again," and he jumps off, and he dies, and... And Heinrich opens it, goes, "Oh, Wiener Schnitzel again," and he jumps off and he kills himself. So the wives are all at the funeral together, and they're all sobbing. And Pablo's wife is like, "Oh, if he'd only told me that he didn't..." Now that's Italian. "If he didn't that he didn't like tacos, I would have given him something else, you know." And then Fred's wife is like, "Dang that Fred, if he just told me that he didn't like bologna sandwiches, I would have made him something different."
Okay.
And then...
Let's hear you do a Fraulein now.
So Heinrich's wife's just standing there. She's not crying. And they're like, "Aren't you sad that, you know, he did that?" And she goes, "Well, he makes his own lunch."
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Oh my gosh.
Like the way you did "well," because that's very authentic. Actually,
I didn't have time to practice that, so I'll do it better next time. I'll be a little better prepared. So.
That's great.
Well, you know, that was very good. Actually, my joke is the same one that I've had for years. It's my Dixadril joke about the new pharmaceutical, Viagra. Have you heard of it? It's liquid Viagra. It's called my Dixadril. So you can go home and take a shot.
Oh my gosh.
Have you ever? I got out of Playboy.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so Diamond, do you have one? Or Susan, would you have one that you'd like to share?
Oh, gosh, I don't. I'm
sorry. You don't? Okay, Diamond, do you have a good one? No, Diamond doesn't have one. Okay, she's just shy. Diamond's shy in there. Well, so, you know, Diamond, speaking of Diamond, she gave me this book of questions by Gregory Stock, PhD. This is revised and updated, but it's a book of questions. It's the book of questions. And so I told Avi to pick one out, so this is the one she picked out. Would you have one of your fingers removed surgically if it was somehow guaranteed that you would be immune? You would have immunity from all major diseases.
Any finger?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are
just
you kidding
a finger.
Me?
Or we can just study holistic medicine and know.
Or
how
yeah.
To
or
be
you can take. Well, you know, but you know, your immune system gets compromised severely. I've been fighting this for weeks. You know.
Well, and even just you know, you can be exposed to things accidentally that aren't your fault. So.
Yeah. Right. Well, this all started with me when the wind was blowing so crazy about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and the temperature kept going up and down.
Right.
And then I was, you know, of course we all have stress, but somehow the stress finally got to me. I haven't been sick in like I don't know 5 years, something like that. Even when my best friend died, I didn't get sick, you know?
Well, it's cumulative. Maybe your body just needs to detox.
You know what? You know what? And I had a relapse, and I think it's because this weekend, I went and got a massage for the first time in like 5 years, and I really believe that it released all these toxins into my body because I had almost like flu-like symptoms the next morning.
It was the massage.
Was it?
Yeah, yeah. You really shouldn't get a massage if you're not feeling well, because it will kick into a detox.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm getting an infrared sauna.
That's good.
And so,
help.
Yeah, actually, we're after our staff meetings, we're all going to be infrareding.
I actually bought one. I bought one. I own
well,
one.
Well, they say that
it's not
the toxins accumulate in your muscle. And
right?
That's why it gets released sometimes.
Oh, well, I haven't had a massage in 5 years, so my body was flooded with stuff.
Well, and so I recommend, too, if you're going to get massages regularly, is to either dry brush or get lymph treatments, too, so it can help your body flush.
What's a dry brush?
I've heard a lot about the dry
brush. Oh, I love that.
Dry
I use
brush.
It all the time.
It's just a little, it looks like a horse brush almost.
Right.
It's a little
you
stiff
brush
bristle brush. You brush your skin and it helps keep you.
It kind of hurts, but it's sort of invigorating at the same time. Yeah. But it really takes the dead skin off.
Like you do it yourself?
You do it yourself. You brush your body. It has a handle for your back and stuff.
But oh,
it
I have one of those in my, I do that when I shower.
It gets your, but you do it dry.
This is dry.
And it gets your lymph system flowing, because your lymph system flushes your toxins in your body. So.
Wow, all this information I didn't know. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just do it dry.
Well, as we get older, lymph is tough. I mean, it's tough to keep it flowing. I just bought my girls all lymph brushes.
You just bought them all what?
I bought them all lymph brushes.
Lymph brushes. And where do they sell lymph brushes?
You can get them on Amazon.
Well, of course you can.
Yeah.
You can get everything. Can you buy a car on Amazon yet?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Houses.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Property.
You can buy. Yeah, what am I saying? You can buy cars, right?
Yes.
Isn't it? Or is that Facebook I'm thinking of?
eBay.
Yeah.
You buy cars on eBay. I haven't shopped for cars on Amazon yet.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I got to believe you can, though, but you
I'm
can buy
sure.
property.
Well, I finally. Yeah. Did I tell you, Robin, that I got a new car? I got a Subaru.
No.
I got a Subaru. I absolutely love it. I got it at Sewell. And everybody told me, "Oh, you don't go in there as a single. Don't go in there single, like just a woman. You know, they're gonna beat the hell out of you." You know, I'm like,
they obviously
respectful.
Don't know you.
First of all, that would never happen because I wouldn't allow it.
Right,
I would walk out. I did it through Costco. My Costco card.
Okay.
I got I only paid $800 over invoice.
Nice.
No bologna. No pastrami. None of that stuff that typically people go through. What was the guy that handled me, his name, he was so sweet. I'll find out. I'll think of it and I'll give him a shout out maybe later on in the show or tomorrow. But he's been selling cars for 45 years and he was so nice. And he just told me, you know, let me assure you that we're going to give you the best deal possible. And with the Costco, you know, thing, you just don't even have to worry about
it. What did you do with your other car?
Yeah.
I still have it.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm going to sell it actually.
Okay.
I really am, because
you've done 120 miles an hour now enough times to where it's not novel.
Well, no,
anymore.
I still need to have a little race car or something. I don't know. I can't imagine not having a car to go out and have a little bit of fun with.
Yeah,
you know, early morning when
that's
no one's
good.
On the street, and so
get a Tesla.
I could have been a race car driver. I really could have. Like, I've raced many a guy in my time. Mostly my employees. After we'd shut down the pizza place, we'd go on 6:35 at like 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't say this publicly, but it's already out there.
Can you get a ticket for something that happened a long time ago?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Can you? But
I don't know.
But we did it very safely. There was there's nobody around. And it wasn't very far. Just like, you know, you get on the freeway and then you hammer it. And
you just have the need for speed.
And the funny part is, so I would beat them in my Lincoln Town Car, which had a livery package on it because it had a lot of extra horsepower because it was a livery package they put on cars when they sell them to Arab countries, so because they sit in the heat for a long time, you know, like when it's the average temperature is 120 degrees, and so it just was a stronger town car. And I used to deliver pizzas in it because it carried up to 100 pizzas at once. I used to deliver them to UPS.
That's quite a business.
And swing by and get wings at the first wing stop and deliver them to UPS. We're going back a few years now, but so I used to beat them on the freeway all the time.
That's hilarious.
So you know what? You want to talk about a guy selling his car fast if a girl beats him in a town car.
That's humiliating. Especially in a town car.
So what kind of Subaru is it?
It's a Crosstrek.
Crosstrek, okay.
Nothing fancy. I think a drive out price with $800 over invoice was like $28,900, something like that.
Yeah,
so
nice.
That's good.
I feel really good about it. And the gas mileage is insane. And it's got this X mode. It's got this X mode button. So I press the X mode button and I can go down into river banks if I wanted to.
Nice.
Or I could climb mountains if I want to.
Yeah.
So.
Something new on your bucket list?
Yeah. Well, you know, I've done that before. I've dropped down ravines and done some crazy stuff. Yes, I did. Before I started the radio show, actually.
When you had time.
Girl, I can tell.
I can't wait. I can't wait to take it to Colorado. So
fun.
That's my goal. Yeah. All right. Well, you know, we've got a great show coming up. David Essel. Oh, my gosh. I love this guy. We're going to be talking. This is so funny. We're going to be talking about engagement rings and the engagement ring dilemma. Guys, you're not going to want to miss this. And Robin Perry Braun is going to be talking about why people stay in abusive relationships. And Susan Steinbrecher is going to be talking about meaningful alignment. And we're going to teach you all about that. I can't wait. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Wash away my sorrow. Wash away my shame.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of HM Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from HM Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try HM Company products. Search HM Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's HM Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hello, I'm Ali McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.